This is an outline of what we're going to talk about. We're going to talk about some history of willfulness and enhanced damages. We're going to talk about some important cases, recent cases. We're going to talk about the Halo case, which is kind of the linchpin of what brought this topic to the forefront. Then we're going to talk about the Federal Circuit cases after the Halo case, the district court cases, some district court cases after the Halo case, what effect this all has on our practice, and particularly with regard to the need for attorney opinions, and then a smorgasbord of observations and comments and practice tips. So with that, let's talk about this. Why is willful infringement even important? Well, there are two statutes that are relevant to willful infringement. Number one is Section 284, which allows a court to increase the damages in a patent infringement action up to three times the amount found or assessed. And then Section 285, which says that a court in exceptional cases may award reasonable attorney fees to the prevailing party. Well, that sounds kind of esoteric, doesn't it? So let's talk about what that really means. Let's take a quantitative look quickly at what all this means. Let's assume that we take the AIPLA survey numbers as to what the average patent infringement case costs. And the survey says it's about $5 million. I think that number is low, but I'm not going to argue with that. Let's just take it. And according to the Price Waterhouse survey for 2015, the average compensatory damage award is $10.2 million.